This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tracking Omicron in the U.S.
It's probably already more widely spread than early determinations.
School shooting investigation.
It went far beyond just a negligent parent.
Shutdown averted.
The government will now stay funded.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus has now been detected in at least five states. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul says at least five cases have been identified.
While this may be highly transmissible, at least from the early evidence, we want people to know that the early cases that have arisen are not life-threatening. They seem to be minor cases.
CBS's Nikki Batiste reports so far all infections in the U.S. have been reported to have been mild.
What COVID is doing is it's learning. It's adapting.
Dr. Tom Frieden is the former director of the Centers for Disease Control. He says it will take weeks at least before we know if Omicron causes more serious illness or if it can evade our protections.
For those of us who are fully vaccinated, who have had a booster, what should we do in the face of Omicron?
If you're older or immunosuppressed, or you live with someone who's older or immunosuppressed, you're going to want to be more careful. Indoor spaces, I think everyone should be masked.
State workers in Nevada who are not vaccinated will soon be hit with a monthly insurance surcharge of up to $55 to cover COVID testing costs. Well, the school superintendent in Oxford, Michigan, says the high school where four students were killed in this week's mass shooting still looks like a war zone, and it will be weeks before classes will resume. Here's CBS's Nancy Chen.
17-year-old Catalina Ifkovitz credits her math teacher for saving lives on Tuesday.
The shooter was right outside her classroom. He was able to shut the door immediately and get us all in the lockdown mode. If it hadn't been for the teachers, I don't know how many more casualties there would have been.
To say that I am in shock and numb is probably an understatement.
Last night, Oxford Community Schools Superintendent Tim Thorne addressed the shooting.
We have parents that sent their kids to school 2 days ago. They're never coming home.
Police say the shooter used a semi-automatic handgun purchased by his father just days before Tuesday's attack. Oakland County Prosecutor Kara McDonald is investigating the alleged gunman's parents for possible charges.
It went far beyond just a negligent parent. Fully support and advocate holding them responsible if that meets the threshold and the elements are there.
For the second time in a matter of months, congressional action has prevented a government shutdown. But CBS's Chris Van Cleave tells us passage of a short-term funding measure does not solve everything.
The debt ceiling, that's going to become the focus next week. The Treasury has said the U.S. risks defaulting on its debt, running out of the ability to borrow money December 15th unless Congress acts.
Alec Baldwin has given his most detailed public explanation yet of the fatal shooting on his New Mexico movie set in October.
I start to cock the gun. I'm not going to pull the trigger. I said, do you see that? She goes, well, just cheat it down and tilt it down a little bit like that. And I cock the gun. I go, can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that? And she says, and then I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off.
The actor spoke with ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
She goes down. I thought to myself, did she faint? The notion that there was a live round in that gun did not dawn on me till probably 45 minutes to an hour later.
Killed was cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who he says directed him to point the gun at her.
Do I believe that the set was sabotaged? No, because I can't imagine how that would have been affected. I don't know how somebody would have done that.
No one's been charged in the incident. Police are still investigating.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had, and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Concern about space junk delayed a spacewalk by two astronauts on the space station, but they were able to go out and replace a broken antenna. Right after it ended, the station moved to a lower orbit to avoid an old American rocket fragment. Well, here on the ground, workers can be hard to find. Some supplies are hard to come by. That economic mix is fueling the country's housing crunch. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
Joe Atala builds houses near Boise.
And the good news is these guys are showing up.
Yeah, these right. guys are on the job.
America's builders face twin supply chain crises, a shortage of materials and labor. All trades.
Tile, sheetrock, roofing, all of those things
electrical.
Are affected. Electrical.
The industry says it now has up to 430,000 open construction jobs and will need another 61,000 new hires every month for the foreseeable future. Older tradespeople kept retiring. Fewer young people want to work with their hands. Then the pandemic nailed the door shut on training programs.
It's not so much us telling the contractor when they need to show up. It's them saying, this is when I can show up.
Is it going to get better anytime soon?
Skilled trade jobs provide a great living. College isn't really for everybody.
That's the industry's hope. But for now, labor costs more, so houses cost more. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Boise.
On baseball's labor front,
I'm optimistic that we're going to get a deal.
That's Commissioner Rob Manfred, but there was plenty of acrimony in the weeks before the owners locked out the players. Players Association Chief Tony Clark accused Manfred of misrepresentations in a letter to fans explaining the move.
Proposals that were made were taking something away on the back end. It made it remarkably difficult to have the type of substantive conversation that you were interested in having since day one.
Tampa Bay wide receiver Antonio Brown is one of three NFL players suspended for violating COVID protocols. Reports say Brown was caught using a fake vaccination card. LeBron James has been cleared to return to the L.A. Lakers. The NBA says he is not COVID positive after a series of conflicting test results. Well, there was a record-shattering performance last night in the NBA.
Culver for three.
Yes!
A night where the Memphis Grizzlies could not be stopped by the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Lock for Culver! Oh, how sweet it is!
And when it was over on Bally Sports,
it'll be an NBA record margin of victory for the Grizzlies, 73 points.
It was a 152-79 win for Memphis.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
People Magazine says it's People of the Year. Make the world a little bit better. Here's CBS News correspondent Monica Ricks.
You may know her from Grey's Anatomy or Killing Eve, but actress Sandra Oh spent the year and really the entire pandemic fighting anti-Asian hate.
It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games.
Simone Biles made people's list for shining a spotlight on mental health.
It's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
And everybody loves Dolly Parton.
Working 9 to 5.
Country superstar helped fund COVID research and donated millions of books to kids. America's teachers are also being recognized. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the 3rd of December, 2021. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.